Town Square Media Station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, state police are asking for help finding whoever started the large brush fire along the parkway in Ocean County on Wednesday.
The fire, with its smoky conditions, jammed traffic for hours on the parkway as many drivers were trying to get home. Police say it appears the fire was arson, started by several individuals, possibly juveniles, within a drainage spot underneath the parkway at exit 91. Suspects were seen running into the nearby Evergreen Woods Park apartment complex. Any potential witnesses are urged to contact State Police Troop D. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Climate activists have taken Governor Murphy's administration to court, trying to force faster action on climate change. John Reichman of Blue Wave NJ says the lawsuit is necessary because the state rejected Empower NJ's push for rules that would implement Murphy's state goal for reducing emissions.
Simply stated, the governor's actions aren't in line with his rhetoric.
In the first 2 days of his second term, Murphy has been bashed by immigrant advocacy groups for shifting money out of a pandemic relief fund for the undocumented, criticized by the nurses union for eliminating a test-out option from a vaccine mandate, and been sued by environmentalists. New Jersey news made possible by Nature Valley. Nature Valley sweet and salty bars help you make the most of your outdoor time. From the backyard to the slopes and anywhere in between, enjoy a sweet and salty bar wherever you are. Now, the Driveway.com business report, General Motors says it will spend about $154 million to revamp an old factory near Buffalo, New York, so it can make a key part for electric vehicle motors. The automaker says it will add about 230 jobs in Lockport, about 30 miles northeast of Buffalo. The plant will build stator modules, which create a magnetic field to turn motors in new electric trucks and SUVs. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed down 450 points. Online car shopping delivered. No trips to the dealership. No haggling. Just you, new wheels in the open road. Head to Driveway.com now. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Storm drifting by us this evening. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
All Jersey, all the time.
101.5. You guys are my all-day thing.
New Jersey 101.5.
404 in New Jersey, fast traffic.
Well, we've still got some slowdowns on Route 18 heading in towards Neptune. If you're southbound approaching exit 10, there's a crash. Vehicle off the roadway has one lane shut. Also now on Route 78 heading in towards Summit, eastbound before exit 45, there is a broken down bus. This also involves an oil spill. So eastbound delays are out there. Some westbound rubbernecking too, it looks like. And traffic on the parkway pretty slow heading into Union. Southbound delays out of Irvington start near 144. Northbound traffic Cranford back up to Union. The big backup continues on the turnpike northbound outer roadway. Left lane still shut as it has been since noon before exit 10 for an overturned tractor trailer. Backed up to about exit 9. Same with the car lanes. Very heavy rubbernecking heading up the car and truck lanes this afternoon. You can expect alternate volume on Route 1 from New Brunswick up through Edison. Route 22, heavy into Newark, crash westbound through Weequahic Park as you backed up to about Route 1 and 9. And there's going to be a detour in Branchburg on Old York Road this afternoon. Fallen power lines out by 202. That'll be shut in both directions, Old York Road. At the Hudson, not too bad. Some minor slowdowns for the Holland. That's it. Jeff Fromm, New Jersey Traffic North.
Christina Stoffo, New Jersey Traffic South. We're looking at delays because of a crash in Delran. Route 130 South at Hartford Road. It's in the process of being cleared away at this point. 295 South from Route 30 to 42 is very slow. So is 42 Southbound moving into Creek Road. Also 42 surrounding the area of the Atlantic City Expressway. It slows down a bit. And 55 Northbound moving into 42, another area where things are just well under the speed limit at this time. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report's at 418 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey Traffic brought to you by Acteon Networks. Stop worrying about your business every time you lock up for the night. Let Acteon Networks watch over your business while you get a good night's sleep. Google Acteon Networks for a free estimate.
Steve Cavalese is now available on demand.
Not New York, not Philadelphia, proud to be New Jersey.
Steve rules weeknights on New Jersey 101.5. Now you can listen to him on your schedule, anytime and anywhere on demand.
The only thing we have left is our freedom of speech.
Download Steve Travalese's show wherever you get podcasts or go to the free New Jersey 101.5 app and click on podcasts to subscribe.
Steve, you're an idiot. You're a Neanderthal.
And now I got my promo.
Steve Travalese.
I'm here for you.
Weekday evenings on the air and now anytime and anywhere on demand.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather. A coastal storm system will drift southeast of New Jersey tonight, and it's a close call, but all signs are pointing to nothing more than snow showers in southern New Jersey, if that, little to no accumulation or travel impact. And for most of the state, it's just going to be another frigid winter night, with partly cloudy skies and low temperatures on average dipping into the lower teens. Still frozen tomorrow, sunshine and blue skies, but high temperatures only make it to around 30. Sunday looks slightly better, slightly warmer, highs mid to upper 30s with sun and clouds and some late day flurries. Little reinforcing shot of cold air will keep highs only in the 30s on Monday. It'll be mostly sunny and dry. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Salem, it's 26, Springfield 38, Atlantic Highlands 23. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.